local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three on a Tuesday. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Very nice day today in terms of the weather. Sun's out and everything just feels lighter and brighter and merrier. So I'm all in on that. Alan Strum's got the weather updates here on the fives. Austin on the roads too as we get started with today's top three stories. We start in Washington, where House Republicans today grilling the special counsel at the center of the investigation into President Biden's classified documents case that includes our own Congressman Matt Gaetz, who says that during the testimony, Robert Hur admitted that President Biden lied about what he found.
February 8th, the White House questioned, Mr. President, why did you share classified information with your ghostwriter, the president? I did not share classified information. I did not share it. I guarantee I did not. That's not true, is it, Mr. Hur?
That is inconsistent with the findings based on the evidence in my report.
Yes, yeah, so it's a lie. It's just what regular people would say, right? Yeah, all right.
Gaetz says he agreed, actually, with Hur that Biden shouldn't have been charged, but Trump shouldn't have been either. Gaetz adds that the big question is whether Biden lying is, quote, because he's so senile or whether it's a little craftier, devious, and intentional. Also, the White House today announced they are preparing to send a $300 million military aid package to Ukraine.
This emergency package that we're announcing contains a large tranche of artillery rounds and Gimlers for the HIMARS. It is assistance that Ukraine desperately needs to hold the line against Russian attacks and to push back against the continuing Russian onslaught.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the funds are coming from savings the Pentagon was able to identify in Army budgets. He adds that it's only a temporary solution as a major foreign aid funding bill remains stalled in the House. And along those lines, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is urging the House Speaker to bring that aid package to the floor.
Well, as we all know, the world is literally at war. They're shooting at us, in addition to the fact that our friends in Ukraine are running out of ammo, and our friends in Israel need help as well.
And last month, senators passed the $95 billion package to provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Mike Johnson, though, is demanding that aid for Ukraine be conditioned on sweeping policy changes at the U.S.-Mexico border. Those are today's top three stories. Our top local headline today, five Pensacola men are among a total of 12 that were arrested in Escambia County as part of a sting operation. The FDLE says that all of the suspects were picked up after attempting to meet with 13 and 14-year-old minors for sex.
I promise you, these 12 individuals didn't present themselves the way that they appear today. They presented themselves to be whatever and whoever that child at that particular time in their life needed to lure them into their dangerous, sick, and twisted web.
State Attorney Ginger Bowden-Madden spoke at a news conference today. FDLE says Operation Kessel Run involved 11 agencies, and the suspects came from as far away as Slidell, Louisiana, and Hoover, Alabama. The five Pensacola suspects are 57-year-old Daryl Hart, 52-year-old Randy Powell, 28-year-old Jordan Belton, 64-year-old William Nordstrom, and 32-year-old Jermaine Johnson. More local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Let's see. Looking at traffic here, there's really only two spots to mention. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, it still has some minor congestion. It does appear to be breaking up slowly but surely, though, so that should not be giving you issues for much longer. The main spot where you're going to have problems, though, is if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point. That's still going to have you backed up a ways past Oriole Beach. It does appear to be breaking up as well, but that could be giving us trouble for the foreseeable future. And outside of that, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right. Thank you, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows in the 50s. Some inland areas could be down in the 40s, though. All right, Wednesday, we're going to see more cloud cover in the skies, but it'll be a nice day. High temperatures up in the low 70s. All dry Wednesday, but later this week, we've got a chance for rain. It's on the low side. Sunday's actually the most likely day for rain at 60%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 6:15 now at News Radio. Looking at our more local headlines this hour, Scambia Sheriff's Office is seeking a person of interest in connection to yesterday morning's fatal shooting near North R and Godfrey Streets. Deputies say Chelsea Rayanne Cicero is wanted for questioning only after a man was found dead with a gunshot wound to the chest. We've shared her photo to our News Radio Facebook page. If you have any information, you're asked to give the sheriff's office a call. Also, Mayor D.C. Reeves holding his weekly news conference today, and he says as long as Governor DeSantis agrees, the city appears to be in good shape towards securing major dollars for big-time projects.
$2.2 million for Bay Bluffs Park, $5 million in for the airport, $7 million in for the Baptist Hospital site, and as you guys all know, certainly we've got to survive the veto pen of the governor, and but we feel really good about that so far. A big thank you to our delegation.
And on Friday last week, lawmakers approved a $117 billion budget. And with the funds, the city is looking to address major repairs needed for Bay Bluffs Park, add a terminal at the airport, and repurpose the old Baptist Hospital campus into affordable housing opportunities. The mayor also says they've made a decision on official hours of operation for the Blake Doyle Skate Park.
We'll only be closed from midnight to 5 a.m. So as you know, the lights are there. Surveillance is there. PPD is comfortable with that and has signed off. You know, we've got a shift change right around that time, just before that at PPD. So lots of folks coming and going right at the 5 a.m. hour. And we see, you know, being open 19 hours, we see use for 19 hours.
And Reeves says that Pensacola Police hasn't reported any major issues coming from the park, the biggest one being occasional graffiti, but he says many of the park's regulars are self-policing and cleaning it up themselves. And early this morning,
Dragon splashdown.
Base has copies. See the same.
Visual and audio confirmation for splashdown of Dragon Endurance. It has now returned home.
Yeah, that's about 4:47 this morning, probably the only time I could say that I wished I was awake before 5 a.m., but a very cool video posted on our News Radio Facebook page. A listener was up and caught the fireball returning home, and you can check that out. Very cool stuff there, and awesome job with a safe landing. It landed in the Gulf just south of Perdido Key and NAS Pensacola early this morning. We'll take a break there. State and national headlines to come. Next on hour number 3.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials, and everyone's favorite Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5 GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
paralyzed veteran and PVA executive director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, had a good conversation with Sheriff Chip Simmons about how they solve cold cases and how the things they've been doing really translated into recently solving one from more than 30 years ago. Also talked about the case against Jonathan Owens at the Ethics Commission over the Burgosh text messages. Had a good discussion of all the logical fallacies involved in the case against cultivated meat by the state legislature this session. And, of course, talked about the SpaceX splashdown south of NAS Pensacola. You can listen at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. I have grossly misled the people, Joe. Talking about Pine Forest Road.
I'm intrigued.
If you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile Road, in our last traffic update, it appeared that there was some congestion, but it was breaking down slowly but surely.
Okay.
I was like, that shouldn't hold you up for too much longer. I was wrong, and by golly was I wrong. The congestion has
Were you chastised by listeners in the commercial break there?
Or? No, but I am so weak to criticism, I do not wish to find out.
Okay.
So, looking at Pine Forest Road, though, on our maps here, the congestion has heavily increased. It is going to have backed up all the way to I-10. So it will not necessarily be clearing up particularly soon if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest. Again, that's traveling towards West 9 Mile Road there. And as for Gulf Breeze Parkway, that's still giving us trouble as well. If you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, that's going to have you backed up just a little ways past Oriole Beach. That appears to be breaking up as well, but as I have learned the hard way, that doesn't mean anything as far as how clear the roads are going to be in the foreseeable future.
I'm Austin with your traffic update. Pay no attention to anything that I say.
Yeah.
The disclaimer, anything I said may have been the exact opposite.
I'm paid to cover traffic, but I get directions wrong, and sometimes my predictions are horrible. Just so don't count on me.
All right.
Skies overnight will end up being partly cloudy and not quite as chilly overnight, with mainly lows in the 50s, although some inland areas could be down in the 40s. We're going to see more cloud cover during the day Wednesday. Highs, though, low 70s. Somewhat spring-like, I'd say. Rain holds off for now. But there is a chance late this week. It's on the low side. Best chance for rain is going to be on Sunday at 60%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 6:25 here. What's happening in our statewide notes? So glad you asked. A man is accused of killing three women in northeast Florida overnight. This happened in Bradford County. Investigators say an 11-year-old girl called 911 multiple times about a domestic incident before her mother, aunt, and grandmother were found shot inside their home. The child was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Deputies discovered the suspect, 46-year-old Johnny Brown, walking in the front yard with cuts on his body. Brown was in a relationship with one of the victims and has been charged with 3 counts of second-degree murder.
And the state reached a settlement this week in a lawsuit over the Parental Rights in Education Law, infamously dubbed by critics as the Don't Say Gay Bill. The measure passed in 2022 restricted discussions of gender identity and sexual orientation through the third grade. The agreement clarifies the legislation, saying it only restricts these topics in an instructional setting. This does not include references to the LGBTQ plus community or class participation. The State Department of Education is expected to send out a memo to all school districts as part of the deal.
Yeah, also, the Department of Education is getting ready to create new regulations designed to provide more oversight of charter schools. The agency released notice today saying a portion of the new rule will incorporate a bill signed by the governor last year. The measure would develop a standard monitoring tool for charter schools, and the proposed system would be used to conduct annual reviews of schools, including their finances.
And lastly here, a former employee of the Jacksonville Jaguars will spend more than 6 years behind bars. Amit Patel pleaded guilty to wire fraud after stealing more than $20 million from the franchise over the course of 3 years. He spent most of the money on gambling and private jets. A judge sentenced him to federal prison earlier today while ordering him to pay back the money that he took from the franchise.
International headlines, the Supreme Court is extending the temporary pause on Texas's controversial immigration law that allows state law enforcement to arrest and detain people suspected of entering the country illegally. It was set to go into effect tomorrow, but the high court extended the pause to review challenges to that law.
And a former Boeing employee who raised concerns about production standards at the company has been found dead. John Barnett worked for Boeing for 32 years, giving evidence recently as part of a whistleblower lawsuit against the company. The coroner in Charleston County, South Carolina, says he died Saturday from apparently a self-inflicted wound in his truck. Barnett had alleged in the lawsuit that some workers were fitting substandard parts to aircrafts on the assembly line, with some removed from scrap bins to avoid delays.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
Doesn't sound right there. Donald Trump is promising to free those who stormed the U.S. Capitol if he's elected for a second term. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said one of his first acts as president will be to free who he called the January 6th hostages being wrongfully imprisoned. Since the 2021 episode, more than 1,300 people have been charged for crimes related to the breach of the Capitol, with more than 950 convictions.
And Colorado Republican Ken Buck will leave Congress before the end of his term. He announced on X today that he'll leave at the end of next week, trimming Republicans' razor-thin majority. Buck had previously announced he would not seek re-election next year. The congressman had become known for breaking from his party on a number of issues, including its election denialism and some of his colleagues' refusal to condemn the Capitol riot.
Haiti Prime Minister Ariel Henry has resigned. The announcement came late yesterday after weeks of chaos and deadly gang violence in the country.
They're looking for a solution not only outside the Constitution, but they are in negotiation with people who didn't force Ariel to leave.
That's North Miami's former mayor, who says he sent a letter to President Biden requesting a multi-agency briefing to coordinate among federal agencies. Miami-Dade has a significant Haitian population, and the sense is that the civil unrest could lead to significant migration in South Florida.
And several states are holding presidential nominating contests today. Voters are headed to the polls in Georgia, Hawaii, Mississippi, and Washington. This comes as both President Biden and former President Trump are the favorites to win their party's nominations. Trump's expected to clinch the nomination when the voting is done, while Biden is expected to do the same, potentially next week.
Recap of the day's top three stories. Republicans grilling the special counsel at the center of the president's classified documents case. Robert Hur admitted that President Biden lied about what he found during questioning from Congressman Matt Gaetz. The White House announcing $300 million in military aid is going to Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that the funds are coming from savings the Pentagon was able to identify in Army budgets. And Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is urging Speaker Mike Johnson to bring the $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan to the House floor for a vote. Sports news coming up after the Fox News update.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. Fox News is projecting President Biden will win the Democratic presidential nomination after a primary victory in Georgia tonight. Fox News is also projecting former President Trump to be victorious in Georgia, and the ex-president could ultimately clinch the GOP nomination if he wins three other states voting tonight. Special Counsel Robert Hurd testifying before a House committee today as he answered questions about his probe into President Biden's handling of classified documents. White House Office of Legal Counsel spokesperson Ian Sams says Hurd's testimony underscores the fact the president did nothing wrong.
There is no case here. The president is innocent, and that was the conclusion of this case.
However, Hurd says his report did not exonerate President Biden, only that charges in the case were not warranted. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. There was speculation to this effect, and soon it'll be a reality. Apple iPhone users in the European Union will be able to download apps from websites instead of through the App Store or a competing App Store app. It's the latest change forced by EU regulators. The tech giant for years has fought against web downloads of iPhone software, citing security issues and Apple's right to dictate its user experience. The Department of Agriculture has announced new requirements for meat and egg producers who use Made in the USA labels on their products. Under the new rule, labels can only be used for products derived from animals that are born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the U.S. The new bill goes into effect January 1st, 2026, but the government encouraged producers to start complying immediately.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. In the previous two offseasons, there's been three huge quarterback trades with the Seahawks, Texans, and Packers trading away Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, and Aaron Rodgers to the Broncos, Browns, and Jets. And it's crazy that the teams that all said goodbye to their franchise quarterbacks are now in better spots than the teams that acquired the signal callers. Yes, moving forward, I'd much rather have the Seahawks over the Broncos and give me the Texans and Packers long-term over the Browns and Jets with Jordan Love and C.J. Stroud. I'm Zach Gelb.
When a cold keeps you up, try NyQuil Severe Honey Flavor. The nighttime, sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, Honeylicious, best sleep with a cold medicine. Powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a dreamy honey taste to give your body the rest it needs to get that cold gone. Wake up refreshed, feeling relieved after enjoying the delicious flavor of NyQuil Severe Honey. NyQuil Severe Honey Flavor, use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. A little bit after 6:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Pine Forest Road helped me redeem myself. Just one traffic update too late. It appears that just about all the congestion on Pine Forest Road has cleared out, so that's good. Do have a little bit on 9 Mile Road, particularly if you are traveling near Jernigan Road. Don't know what's causing that. No confirmation of an accident report, but just be on the lookout for that, I suppose. Still have some backups if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, but that has lessened significantly. And the only other spot where we were starting to deal with some was if you were traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, but just about all of that has seemingly died down as well.
Skies overnight will end up being partly cloudy and not quite as chilly overnight, with mainly lows in the 50s, although some inland areas could be down in the 40s. We're going to see more cloud cover during the day Wednesday. Highs, though, low 70s. Somewhat spring-like, I'd say. Rain holds off for now, but there is a chance late this week. It's on the low side. Best chance for rain is going to be on Sunday at 60%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 6:38 here at News Radio 92.3. Got a breaking news notification just a couple minutes ago, Austin.
Really?
Regarding
what's that?
Deontay Johnson, the Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver, who is now a Carolina Panthers wide receiver. So
are you
broken up about the news?
I mean, we were hearing some headlines about him kind of being problematic in the locker room. He would kind of clash with players, I think, a couple times. And he was talking on Twitter. He was saying all these cryptic tweets. I don't know what it is with Steelers and wide receivers just like being dramatic. I don't know what that's all about. We've had so many issues with former wide receivers, and Deontay Johnson, while he wasn't as bad, he was kind of joining that club. A lot of people thought that he was really getting overpaid because he wasn't performing like the star we wanted him to be. And with George Pickens being such a threat here early in his career, I think people were willing to see what all George could do if he continued being wide receiver one. So I have really no problem with him taking the lead, because clearly George Pickens is going to be wide receiver one now. Begs the question, though, why they released Allen Robinson, though. Why they made a point of releasing him. I mentioned that a little while ago to you, I think off air, Joe, as far as Allen Robinson being let go. I thought that was a bit odd, because I felt like he had potential that wasn't really reached, and now they're getting rid of Deontay as well, or Deontay is leaving. So I don't know. I'm okay with it. George Pickens is a stud. But some of the other moves that have been going on, that is just the tip of the iceberg. We've had Ravens signing running back Derrick Henry. We've had the Commanders signing QB Marcus Mariota. The Vikings are signing Aaron Jones and Sam Darnold. Browns aiming to sign QB Jameis Winston. The Texans, we talked about them in the last hour. The Texans have been the talk of the town, and rightfully so. They are trading for star Cincinnati Bengals running back Joe Mixon, and they have recently signed edge rusher Danielle Hunter. The Texans are cooking right now. They just made a divisional round appearance and torched the Browns on their way there. So they're and their division is manageable on a bad day. So they are definitely the team to watch in the NFL. Joe, who else would you say, I mean, outside of Houston, have any other teams caught your attention here early?
Besides the Eagles yesterday,
they've been making some moves.
You know, I do like the Ravens because, you know, the Ravens have a team that's, I think, Super Bowl contenders for sure. I mean, they were in the AFC Championship.
It has been for years.
Derrick Henry is certainly an upgrade at the running back position. And I think that, you know, the Ravens, the way that they use the running backs, I don't think Derrick Henry is going to be the 300, 400 carry guy because I think they will do a good job of switching guys out. You know, so they've had Justice Hill. They've had, obviously, Lamar's going to get a lot of runs. But having Derrick Henry as that sledgehammer, and that's going to be something interesting. But, yeah, the Texans, to me, are coming out of this as very significant players in the AFC. We already saw what C.J. Stroud looks like in that offense. He's only going to get better. The defense adding Danielle Hunter to the defensive line with Will Anderson. And it's also important because the Texans don't have a first-round pick this year because they traded it with Arizona to move up. So Texas, with the rookie quarterback contract, being able to splash on getting Danielle Hunter for a couple of years, that's totally smart business there. It helps that he's from the area. But adding Joe Mixon to have that veteran presence, who I think he's had, 4,000-yard seasons in a row, getting him back there behind C.J. Stroud. So I really like what the Texans have done, for sure.
Yeah, no, the Texans, and as you said, I think Ravens, that's a good one to watch too. But as I said, heck, they have been for years. And of course, it's March, so with the NFL offseason stuff going on, we got the college basketball postseason heating up things quite quickly here. We had the Big 12 tournament starting in men's basketball along with the ACC. Most recent outcome was Louisville falling to NC State 94-85 in the first round of the Atlantic Coast tournament. That makes Louisville 8-24 and of course effectively ends their season. Talk about a fall from grace for a men's basketball program that was once quite dominant. And also tonight at 8 o'clock, we have the West Coast Conference final between number 17 Gonzaga and number 21 St. Mary's. Joe and I have talked about that matchup before. It's always a good one. On the women's side of things, we had the championships for both the West Coast and Big 12 tournaments today. Portland stunned number 14 Gonzaga 67-66. So that was a big deal there. And the Big 12 final between Iowa State and number 5 Texas, that's going to tip off at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. So a pretty decent pair of basketball games that we've got late here tonight. And also, we should just now be seeing the start of a TNT doubleheader for the NBA. We've got 76ers at Knicks at 6:30, followed by the Timberwolves at Clippers at 9. And lastly, here in sports news, the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys claims he's being extorted for $100 million. Dak Prescott is suing a woman who made a sexual assault allegation against him. In a statement, his lawyers say the star has never engaged in any non-consensual sexual conduct with anyone. The accuser claims the rape happened nearly a decade ago, and the lawsuit alleges that she demanded cash in exchange for not going to the police. So that's definitely something we're going to have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, for sure. 6:45 here at News Radio, getting our health, business, and science notes right after check of the roads and weather.
Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows in the 50s. Some inland areas could be down in the 40s, though. All right, Wednesday, we're going to see more cloud cover in the skies, but it'll be a nice day. High temperatures up in the low 70s. All dry Wednesday, but later this week, we've got a chance for rain. It's on the low side. Sunday is actually the most likely day for rain at 60%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, it seems like we're just starting to hit that sweet spot in the evening where a lot of the congestion we're dealing with is dying down. Pine Forest Road's looking good. Navarre Parkway's looking good. Gulf Breeze Parkway, after giving us an an entire evening's worth of trouble does appear to be dying down with the congestion. You may encounter a little bit right at Tiger Point if you're traveling eastbound on the parkway. But outside of that, there does not appear much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right. 6:45 here, taking a look at health, business, and science notes today. Inflation up again in February, slightly higher than analysts were predicting. The Consumer Price Index, a measure of cost of goods and services, was up 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from the same time last year. The numbers are down from the recent peak of inflation, but it is still off the goal of 2%.
And intelligence officials are briefing House lawmakers on TikTok today. This comes ahead of a highly anticipated floor vote tomorrow that could ultimately ban the popular social media app in the United States. The legislation would force Chinese company ByteDance to divest from TikTok or face a ban on U.S. app stores. Lawmakers are concerned that the app gives the Chinese government sweeping access to American user data.
A new report says the U.S. government must act quickly to avoid the risks of AI. Those risks range from national security threats to, in a theorized extreme case, an extinction-level threat to the human species. The report was commissioned by the State Department. It was compiled after talking with more than 200 government employees, experts, and workers at cutting-edge AI companies. It recommends sweeping policy changes that would impose tough regulations on the industry.
Yes, and with prices at the pump already rising, oil analysts are saying to prepare to be hit even harder. Prices dropped to around $3.07 a gallon back in January, with the national average now up to $3.39 today. That's according to AAA. Analysts say that spring break upon us and summer travel coming soon, prices should remain fairly high.
Taking a look at some pop culture notes today and lighter news stories. An estimated $735 million is on the table for tonight's Mega Millions jackpot. The cash option on that works out to around $356 million. Yeah, sign me up for that. Tomorrow night's Powerball is also getting up there with $559 million up for grabs.
And Princess Kate is apologizing for any confusion that she caused over a Mother's Day family photo that she edited. That's according to a statement from Kensington Palace. The image was the first official photo of Kate since she had an unspecified abdominal surgery in January. Multiple news agencies pulled the photo over its apparent manipulation. The statement posted to X on an account for Kate and her husband, Prince William, said, quote, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing.
Yes, it is wild what gets people talking in the UK about the royal family. But
they're big deals.
There's a lot of rumors out there that potentially Kate's health issues are more than what the royal family is letting on. And there's also vicious rumors regarding that there could be problems between William and Kate. So I don't know where I fall on that, but it's all very, very, very convoluted. Beyonce's new country album now has a full title. It's called Cowboy Carter. Beyonce released the first two songs, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, after announcing she had new music coming with a Super Bowl commercial. Texas Hold'em topped both the Billboard Hot 100 and Hot Country Song charts, so you're doing something right.
Yeah, it sounds like country to me. The 96th Academy Awards presentation hit a four-year high for television viewership. Oscars 2024 reached an estimated 19.5 million viewers. That's 4% more than last year, but the numbers haven't returned to pre-pandemic levels yet. Before 2018, the televised ceremony never dipped below 30 million.
You have any theories on why that is, that they had 40 highest viewers in four years?
I have no clue. I mean, maybe. Well, oh, you're talking about. I thought you were asking about the dip in viewership.
No,
you're talking about why this one's a
yeah,
rise.
Yeah. Four-year high.
I mean, maybe Barbie and Oppenheimer. Yeah. Those have to be the
driving
forces.
That's where I went. That's where I went with that too.
Yeah. That those two were just such big deals.
Yeah. 6:50, we'll take a break there, wrapping up a Tuesday edition next with wacky stories and good news.
Exciting news, the data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Two, three, four. Ooh. 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 Ooh.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do. 6:52, winding down on a Tuesday. Joe and Austin on Pensacola right now. Last hour we mentioned it. We didn't really spend a whole lot of time dissecting this, but there was a pretty wild story. I believe it was the New York Times that came out with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is, of course, running for the White House as an independent. He has apparently told the publication who his top vice president choices would be. At the very top of that list is none other than New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. That sounds like a joke that, like, Weekend Update would make on SNL. But yes, it is unfortunately, I guess, true.
Listen, man, wow. We've got in a country that elects Donald Trump to be president, and a sizable portion of the populace would like to see him get another 4 years. We have a president that may or may not, a special prosecutor who is investing him for crimes says that, hey, he's senile, and I think a jury would be sympathetic towards that, so I'm not going to bring any crimes. I mean, all bets are off.
Yeah,
all bets are off.
What? Yeah. What's weird beyond words at this point? I mean, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. When you hear some of the stuff that RFK has endorsed, and then you look at some of the nonsense
Rodgers just, like, earlier this week or something come out talking about RFK Jr., like he was supporting him or something like that? But,
well, that would explain it.
But, yes, could you imagine the 30 for 30 that would be about Aaron Rodgers' Jets tenure, in that he would have played a grand total of, what, three snaps to leave the game with a ruptured Achilles and to
become vice president.
Spend an entire season
leading fans to believe that there was a possibility of him coming back, to have the Jets spend all that money only to then, in year two of a two-year contract, say, you know what? I'm running for vice president in the United States.
There are just some things that happen to some of these sports fan bases. It does. It leads you to say, well, your franchise is just cursed, man.
You got one Super Bowl in the 60s, and that's it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like that would be the cursed moment for the Jets for sure, and they've had a lot to choose from. 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. Luckily, I can keep it brief. Everything appears to be looking clear right now. Yes, that includes Pine Forest Road and Gulf Breeze Parkway. So if you are dealing with some issues, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right. Final check with Alan on the weather.
Skies overnight will end up being partly cloudy and not quite as chilly overnight, with mainly lows in the 50s, although some inland areas could be down in the 40s. We're going to see more cloud cover during the day Wednesday. Highs, though, low 70s. Somewhat spring-like, I'd say. Rain holds off for now, but there is a chance late this week. It's on the low side. Best chance for rain is going to be on Sunday at 60%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Wackier stories in the headlines today. A 46-year-old guy in the UK was arrested after he got high and then went on a vigilante rampage on the freeway, where he was intentionally crashing into people he thought were bad drivers.
Mm.
Where's the crime? Oh, well, yeah, he was high. That's right.
Yes.
Thankfully, nobody was seriously injured. Cops say cocaine, marijuana, and alcohol were all found in his system. The 30-minute rampage led to 9 cars being crashed into. The guy told police he was sick of people tailgating, lane hogging, and driving slow.
Well, I mean, I understand the action, but we have to show restraint, all right? The newly picked head of the New Orleans Police Department is painting a bleak picture of the department's headquarters. Chief Ann Kirkpatrick says that rats have invaded the evidence room and have eaten all of the marijuana. She told city council that on a visit, she noticed the rodents all seemed to be high, whatever criteria meets that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not sure.
Police leadership is pleading for the funding to move the department to a new location. One idea that's being discussed are a few floors of a high rise across from the Caesars Superdome.
Rats eating your evidence would probably be a good reason to move.
Yes, absolutely.
Also, if you're wondering, how can I smell more like Easter?
I've always wondered that.
We have good news for you, Austin.
Okay.
Peeps body spray is now available. You can smell like Peeps while you eat your Peeps.
Ah, nice.
Discount store Five Below is selling bottles for $5. They've got it in yellow and pink colors, and yellow is a marshmallow scented, and the pink is strawberry cream.
Yes, strawberry cream, that sounds more like a perfume. That obviously sounds good. The marshmallow one sounds good in theory, but I could definitely see that being off-putting, especially if someone is not familiar with the Peep spray. So I may kind of hold off on that. Ahead of March Madness, a poll finds that the average fan will dedicate 36 hours to it this year. That includes things like 3 hours filling out brackets. There's no way it takes that long. 13 hours watching games. That's very much doable. 5 hours watching highlights. No way. And another 5 discussing it with family and friends. Maybe if you have family and friends who are interested, but if you're like me, who it's very limited, I don't know.
Listen, I love March Madness. I'm taking off the Thursday and Friday next week for the sole purpose of watching basketball all weekend. So I will clear 36 hours on the weekend. I used to before I got, I would say probably in the last 10 years, my college basketball viewing habits changed pretty drastically, where I went from watching, one or two games in a weekend to Duke, North Carolina at Duke, and that was it. So it takes me like 30 seconds to fill out a bracket now, just because, I've done enough. I've tried to go for it, and it just never happens that way. I think I've won one bracket pool in my life. So, it's fun to fill out or whatever, but yeah. Just enjoy the basketball. Some good news. This doubles as health and business and good news, but rumor has it that Apple is planning to add a hearing aid mode for AirPods. They already have a conversation boost and live listen feature, but this would obviously be a more robust feature that's more like actual hearing aids. Great news, since AirPods are cheaper and more accessible for a lot of people. So Godspeed, Apple, on that endeavor.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Well, that'll do it for us. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Pensacola, right now.